USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Two military commanders who worked in the same unit as a suspected Pentagon leaker have been suspended. The Air Force announced the two were suspended pending further investigation into the top-secret documents that were leaked online. So far, only Airman Jack Teixeira has been arrested in connection with the leak. Authorities say Teixeira shared the documents on social media. The Pentagon has chosen not to identify the commanders. Tucker Carlson is on Twitter providing his first comments following his departure from Fox News.
In a video posted on his Twitter account Wednesday, Carlson didn't go into detail about his firing or future plans, instead delivering vague statements about how stupid debates on TV are and how he wants to step outside the noise. Speculation about Carlson's future includes a possible independent digital media venture, perhaps a foray into politics. Many in right-wing media and even some legal experts see Fox's sudden firing of Carlson as a gross error in judgment, citing he may be more willing now to work against Fox News in its multi-billion dollar civil defense against Smartmatic. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Weather is threatening more than 40 million people in the South today and is expected to push east. Parts of the Gulf Coast states like Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi could see flash flooding. Meantime, the system dropped baseball-sized hail across areas of Texas and Florida yesterday. The severe weather has left more than 5 million people across parts of Texas and Louisiana under tornado watches. By tomorrow, heavy rain could impact much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast. Fan voting for the 2023 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ends tomorrow. This year's nominees include George Michael, Cyndi Lauper, Iron Maiden, Warren Zevon, The Spinners, Willie Nelson, and Kate Bush. Fans can select up to 5 nominees a day. The finals list of inductees will be announced sometime next month. USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Toymaker Mattel has included a segment of America in the latest edition of the Barbie doll.
This new Barbie depicts a young woman with Down syndrome. And that's great news for parents, according to Brian Lopez of the Down Syndrome Association of South Texas.
You're able to now show your loved one, who may love playing with dolls, that you're no different than anyone else.
And the market these days is growing.
You either know someone or have someone in your family, because one in every 700 babies in the United States is born with Down syndrome.
Lopez says he hopes the new Barbie will start conversations and dispel many of the myths surrounding Down syndrome. I'm Richard Johnson.
The House passed a bill proposing to raise the nation's $31.4 trillion borrowing limit in exchange for deep cuts in government spending. The deadline for the federal government to avoid default is fast approaching. The vote was 217 to 215, with all Democrats voting no on raising the borrowing limit compromise. With politics infiltrating mainstream media, who do you trust when it comes to getting your news?
A new Gallup poll from the Knight Foundation found that nearly 90% of Americans get their news from a public figure they follow on social media. More than half of those respondents said the figures they follow are scientists, journalists, or politicians and elected leaders. The study says a large group of Americans say they trust public figures more than news outlets. I'm John Schaefer.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.